Across the nation, over 700,000 restaurant cooks prepare literally millions of meals each day. Most of them cook to order. Since different foods require different preparation techniques and cooking times, filling the dinner order for just a party of four can be...
The honey kicking gonna stop. It's gonna start now. It's gonna run through the summer, and it's hot, hot, hot in public, if you will.
Everybody, happy Monday night. It's 10:01 p.m. on the East Coast, 7:02 p.m. on the West Coast, and you're just tuning in live to Plum Love Foods Live right here. Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, freaking Carrier Pigeon, Smoke Signal, wherever you can get any kind of audio entertainment, you can check out this very program right now. It is November 21st. We are a few days away from Thanksgiving, and ladies and gentlemen, a few days away from, well, a few hours away at this point from arguably one of the biggest nights of yours truly's life, the premiere party for the television program that I am the executive producer of, as well as the host, Edible Nutmeg, on the road, premiering Saturday morning on WCTX, my network TV here in the tri-state area. We're really, really excited about it. And guys, I couldn't be happier to be hanging out with you tonight. I just popped the top on a cold and have a little Sam Winter Lager, because up here in the Northeast right now, I was just taking old Rocket. He's sitting over there in the corner laying down. He's the dog. Outside, he had to do his business. So I had to stand out there with him for a few minutes, because here in the Northeast where I live, we have coyotes and things of that nature. So we had to be outside with him to make sure everything goes fine. But let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure that right now I cannot feel my left foot, nor can I feel the tip of my nose. This could be a good thing or a bad thing. Depends on who you are and where you're coming from. But nonetheless, I think what I might need is one of these awesome Ergo Chef knives to go ahead and amputate said piece. So then maybe I could get a nice robotic part. Then I could be a cyber, like a cyborg chef. That would be awesome. Guys, speaking of great knives, nice segue there. That was like a terrible segue. Tonight, I've been waiting a long time to get these guys on the program. You hear me talk about them every single week. Each and every Monday, the occasional Tuesday on this very program, we've got Mike and Scott Stabe from from Ergo Chef Knives. These guys, they make amazing products. You know that because I'm always constantly talking about them. They don't pay me to talk about them. I just talk about them because they actually are fantastic. The Stabe brothers are great guys, Mike and Scott. I met them a couple of years ago, and they gave me a knife and said, give it a try, and I haven't looked back since. These knives are amazing for your hands. They're amazing for dexterity. They're amazing for the constitution in your hand, and you just won't get tired. We'll talk all about it later, but great knives, even better human beings. I'm looking forward to having these guys on and talking a little bit about their story, because it's one of those great American, like, the American dream type story. You know, it's not where you wanted to, it's not where you started, the path you started on, but it's where you ended up, and it's been fantastic. And these guys are absolutely crushing it. Work with some giant names. We'll let them talk about that. But looking forward to talking to Mike and Scott. Great guys. Could be a couple of special guests calling into the show tonight. We'll see how that goes. But right now, I just want to talk a little bit for a second about tomorrow night and what's happening. You guys know Edible Nutmeg on the road, Edible Long Island on the road, Edible East End on the road. and pretty soon many, many others. But we've been working really, really hard on this television show. The cat came out of the bag a couple of weeks ago. We let everyone know what's going. Can we turn that intro off for us? Good Lord, we're still rocking the intro. Just getting down with that. Like ain't nobody's business. Like, we're not trying to do a radio show. We're just playing music. Like, it's nobody. Thank you. All right, good times. Now, where was I at? Here we go. Let's get some background music going so it sounds better. So the show itself, very exciting. We're doing the premiere party tomorrow at my buddy Chef Prasad from India at his restaurant in New Canaan. There's a ton of people registered. We expected like 30 people is what we wanted. We're pushing 70, which is great. And we're really excited about it. But, you know, the thing about this whole project is that, you know, it basically came down to someone taking a chance, someone giving us an opportunity to do all the crazy stuff that we said we could do. And, oh, just so everyone knows, you're going to find this show starting to do a little bit less cursing, and we'll talk about that here shortly. But, you know, for a gentleman to take a chance on us and give us a shout, you know, and see that we could do all the nonsense that we said we could do, he's a great guy. He's on the phone with me right now. He is the editor-in-chief of Edible Nutmeg Magazine, former guest on this very program right now, the one, the only, Dana Jackson. Dana, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, what's this bullshit I hear about in less cursing?
Well, there's a lot going on, man, and we'll talk more tomorrow, but I got to tone down the cursing a little bit, but it's all a good thing. It's okay. It's all right. You know, sometimes the occasional guest can curse. We'll have a dump button, so it's fine. Oh, what's going on with you, dude? How you been?
I'm good, man. Good. Just running around and getting excited for our big launch party tomorrow night.
Wow. Can you believe this is where we are? I was just telling the story a little bit, man, that it was probably almost a year ago now, about a year ago, this whole concept came up across your desk and you reluctantly greenlit it and said, let's do it. And it's okay. And here we are tomorrow. There's going to be a television show on every Saturday morning with your name on it. How awesome is that?
I'm impressed by the entire series since the get-go, since the first one came out. And I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, I was reluctant. I wasn't sure what was going to come of this, and I was scared of your blue mohawk. But everything turned out beautifully, and this is, I mean, the fact that it's going to be on television in just a couple of weeks is, not even
Saturday.
A couple of weeks. This Saturday.
This Saturday is right. The first episode. Yeah, man. I mean,
it's a testament to the great sort of work you guys are doing and how wonderful the episodes have been. And, you know, I think it's an incredible project, and I'm so happy to be able to be a part of it.
Well, you know, I think it's cool because, you know, Edible Magazine itself as a whole is an amazing magazine. It's a magazine that chefs endorse and check out and believe in. And I think it's just kind of a natural progression that, you know, that this is the way that it goes. And Edible Nutmeg, you know, is definitely on the forefront of kind of showing the farm-to-table scene, the farms in our state. And we have so much great stuff here. And that I think the general population of our state doesn't understand how much great stuff is here. And Edible Nutmeg is, again, on the forefront of showing people that that's there. And I think this is kind of a natural progression, the next step for it.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, don't forget that you have taught me about a couple of things, too. Like when we showed up at Mohawk Bison, the bison farm up there, that's like 30 minutes from where I live. And yeah. I had no idea there was a bison farm here in Connecticut. So it's been a learning experience for me, too. And that's probably what is my favorite part of the whole project.
Well, I think it is. It's just the whole thing is great because you can find so much great stuff and new stuff. And we work with such talented people. I mean, I've seen the first three episodes, and obviously I've seen them. I'm the executive producer. But, I mean, they look great. The transitions are great. That's one of the things I'm mainly proud of me personally having a hand in that, because it'd be a transitional point. You'll see tomorrow. I mean, I'm really excited about it. I'm so excited that you're going to be there and be a part of it, man. It's just going to be, I don't know, it's like the first day of the next chapter to me, I think, is how I look at it.
Yeah, well, make sure you don't forget about the little people that you stepped on the way up when you are on nationally broadcast television.
The little people. What? I'm sorry, sir. What was your name again?
Yeah.
No, man, never. Right. And, you know, I'm hoping to have the opportunity tomorrow night to say thank you to a lot of people, because we're going to take this to the next step. And no one knows it yet, but we're going to submit for the Emmys this year. That's happening.
We're going to submit for the James Beard Awards this year for this project for Edible Nutmeg and what we're doing. We're really excited about it, and you know, it's great to have you be there too, because you're going to have a little hosting duties tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be kind of like one of those comedy roasts. You gave me an idea of what maybe we should talk about, but I've scrapped all that and come up with something new.
Well, hey, just make sure you put me over, okay? My family's going to be there. Make me sound like I'm actually good at stuff.
I'll work on it. It shouldn't be too hard, man. You have an impressive resume.
I appreciate that. But, you know, listen, so this is one thing. So we thought we would do this event tomorrow night, again, the launch party for Edible Nutmeg on the road, happening at India in New Canaan, Connecticut. It's not too far from the city if you're around. Chef Prasad, great chef, fantastic food, really nice people. We were trying to do this, Dan, and have
very good food.
Oh, it's great food, right? We were thinking 30 people would be great if we could get there. Bro, we're going to be over 70. It's insane.
Yeah, it's going to be shoulder to shoulder.
That don't scare people off now. Come on, think positively. You don't need to know they can't move.
It's going to give you a good reason to saddle up to the bar. They do make some nice drinks there, too.
I thought that's very true. And you know, the cool part tomorrow is that we're actually going to show the first episode. We got a nice projector. We're going to put it up on the big screen. We're going to have the PA system set up, so it's going to run through there. But, you know, this is actually, you know, I'll give you credit for it. It was your idea. We show that, but we encourage people, listen, have a cocktail, have a conversation, keep it casual. I thought that was a great idea. That was all you, too. You've had a good idea at least once.
Man, I know how to throw a hell of a party, so come on.
Jesus, look, you're right. When I think of parties and I think of crazy people who are throwing parties, I definitely think Dana Jackson. That's what I think.
Yeah, Dana and his wire-rimmed glasses. That guy can throw a party.
Yeah, but look, I've seen some pictures of you in the past, man, and obviously, you've done your days of partying, that's for sure.
We're going to keep those under wraps. That's why my Facebook page is on private.
Hey, so listen, man, I appreciate you calling in and chiming in tonight with us and talking for a minute. I got the guys from Ergo Chef on tonight, and Mike and Scott, they're fantastic guys. I can't wait. I've been waiting for a long time to have them on. But with this whole thing kind of coming to fruition, you know, tomorrow night and this weekend with episode one, and I sent you a picture. It's actually in the TV guide now, which is amazing. What do you think, man? Did you think it would come this far? Like, is this, like, when you first saw this, you're like, okay, great, but now, I mean, there's a television show that's got your magazine's name on it happening every week. Like, it's did you think it would come this far, that we'd be able to pull this shit off, stuff off? Oops, I almost cursed.
No, man, to be honest, it's all a little surreal. You know, when I started publishing the magazine, I had a vision of doing something on the internet, and I said, you know, we'd like to do some video content. I really didn't have any sort of ideas in concrete. I had nothing strongly formulated. And then you showed up, and I'm like, okay, this is the right guy. This can really come together now. But I felt pretty strongly like the internet and YouTube was going to be our domain. And the fact that it's moving to television now is just, sometimes I'm sure it won't have sunk in even by the end of the event tomorrow night that we're going to be on broadcast television.
That's crazy, right? It's insane. It's just amazing to see that. And I've got the DVR set to
and
record
so fast,
every episode.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't forget how quickly this has come together. This is like less than a year in the making.
It happened really quickly, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So,
well, Dana, look, man.
Cheers to you, man. Incredible.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Listen, man, I really appreciate you and taking the opportunity, giving us the opportunity to take the name and do something with it. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. It's always good times hanging out with you. And onwards and upwards, man. We're just getting started.
All right, man. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great rest of your
show. There you go. Everybody check out ediblenutmeg.com, a fantastic magazine. Even better people. Dana Jackson, the editor-in-chief and publisher of that magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, publishing a magazine can't be an easy job. It just simply can't be an easy job. You have to be up all night. I'll tell you what else is an easy job. Making a TV show, you have to be up all night for that as well. And just doing things constantly. You're up all night, you get an hour of sleep, you come back, you get up early, you get another hour of sleep here and there. Let me tell you what I do. Here's what I do. I drink coffee. That's right, lots and lots of coffee. But when I drink coffee, I'll tell you what I like. I like small batch coffees. That's right, roasted small batches. not these giant big name brands. And you know who does it the best? Birds of a Feather Coffee Company. That's right. They're a small batch craft coffee roaster out of Tampa, Florida. These guys are doing fantastic work. They use the highest quality specialty grade beans. Their blends are complex, approachable, but always roasted fresh. Let me tell you, my favorite right now is the Morning Lark blend. Listen, this is a bright and honeyed sweetness. It's got a little citrusness going on with this, some spice. It's a fantastic, great morning coffee. You wake up, it's right there for you. It's got all those flavors, kind of opens your eyes. It's great stuff. You can order online at birdscoffeecompany.com, and you can even sign up for a monthly subscription so you never, ever run out of your favorite. You want a 3-month subscription? Bam, they got that. Every other month, they got that. Make sure you check out birdscoffeecompany.com and find out. Just as much as I like the Morning Lark blend, maybe you'll like it too. Birdscoffeecompany.com. Check it out, guys. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking to my good friends, Mike and Scott's from Ergo Chef Knives. Stay right there, guys. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, and every place else you find your digital audio entertainment. Sit right there. We'll be right back with Ergo Chef. Back live right here on a Monday night, 10:19 p.m. on the East Coast. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. My name is Chef Plum, and if you don't know that by now, why you're listening to the damn program. That's for sure. Check it out, everybody. Listen, if you're checking out this program and you're checking out maybe Wednesday morning, Thursday you're on the line cleaning up your line or whatever you're doing or cleaning the kitchen at night, hey, check it out. Go on to iTunes if that's where you're checking us out and throw us a little bit. Can we turn off the vocals are what kills me when we're talking? Can we kill the vocals? Thank you. Fantastic. I love the song, but the vocals, just it's hard to talk over somebody else, and you know how it is. We all feel bad about it. Give me something else. Check it out. Go to iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe. It costs nothing, but it does amazing things for the algorithm. Not sure what algorithm is, but it does great things for that. It's really, really important. Check it out, you guys. In my profession and being humble to do the things I've had the opportunity to do, I've got to meet some really, really cool people. And tonight's guests are no different. They definitely fall in that category. Ergo Chef Knives, you hear me talk about them every single week on this program. I live and die by these knives. The first day I was given one of these knives, they're curved. And I said, now why on earth would you have a curved knife? I looked at it, I was like, what is that? And I used it and I haven't looked back since. And then not only after using the knife and falling in love with the knife and everything that these guys have made, getting to know these guys, they are two of the best guys you could possibly know and meet in this business. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike and Scott from Ergo Chef Knives. Gentlemen, how's it going tonight?
Hey, good, Chef. How are you?
Great, gentlemen. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. I just popped the top on another Sam Winter Lager. I got my candle lit down here at the bar, and as much as I want to hear Stone Temple Pilots, it's hard to talk when they're singing and they're trying to talk on the radio.
kind of hard to get over Scott Weiland's voice, right?
It is. It's one of the iconic voices. You know, just iconic voices.
That's a great song. That's a mosh pit song. I remember those days.
Wow! I think you might be right. Now, listen, this is funny, completely off topic, but you guys in the warehouse. So you go to the warehouse, a great storefront, brand new building, all kinds of great stuff there. Brand new knife. The Shinzui is unbelievable looking. But in the back, actually in the warehouse part, man, you guys have almost a sound studio set up, and there's drums and there's guitars and there's amps. And I had the opportunity to come jam with you guys, about 2 weeks ago now. And you lit a fire under me, gentlemen. Like, all I want to do is play music again now.
That's
our like once every 3 weeks let our hair down and you know feel young again kind of a thing.
That's called stress relief right there.
It was though, dude, you're so right. It was like I felt like I was like 17 years old again. It was great. I was just this is fantastic. Like I had no care in the world. I was just playing rock and roll. It was great, man. A lot of fun. Thank you for having me. Hope we can do it again sometime. So much fun.
Absolutely.
But more importantly, you know, I've never done this and I'll stop doing this. You guys know that how much I love the product to begin with. You know, tonight I had to make an Indian dish for my client and there's a whole lot of knife work in it. And I got to be honest with you, and Scotty, you'll know what I'm talking about. I mean, with all the knife work I had to do, I was torneying carrots, you name it, that's what I was doing. My hands don't hurt because I was using my Ergo Chef knives. My hands haven't hurt in probably 4 years now.
That's great. Wow. That's what, you know, that's the reason why I kind of started this whole thing, just to try to help myself out. You know, as you said, as a chef, you're constantly picking up things. And one of those items is a chef knife and you go to town and you keep going. And before you know it, you've held it for a few hours. And, you know, some of us, we develop, you know, some issues and I developed carpal tunnel and tendonitis and the doctor wanted to give me surgery and I didn't really want to do it. So, you know, I started playing around with the idea of designing some knives that could possibly help me, not knowing really, you know, time, but we started thinking about how to do it with my dad's company, that Capital Design and Engineering, and sat with him and his engineers there and put together some ideas and had a couple prototypes made up and didn't like this, didn't like that, changed it a few ways. And then I actually got one that was pretty good and I thought was usable. I used it and then within a few weeks, my symptoms were gone and I was like, wow. So it was a big difference, you know?
And so Mike, when he comes to you and says, I want to make this knife that kind of is natural with the hand. And you were an engineer. Like, are you like, what are you talking about? Aren't all knives that way?
Yeah, now, you know, I'm more of the marketing guy, and I like design and stuff, but I kind of was able to have the opportunity, too, to get in on it after I graduated from Western Connecticut with a marketing bachelor's management, business management and marketing degree, and just working with my dad there, being in the machine shop around metals and around the engineers, working on actually more plastic stuff for ultrasonics, but yeah, Scott was going to graduated Johnson & Wales and was cooking and then developed this hand and wrist pain in what, 96, right, Scott? Is it long,
yeah,
that long ago?
Late 90, yeah, 95, and then 96
crazy.
Is when we
started
dabbling in the designs.
Well, it was one knife for you, right? I mean, we weren't looking at making tons of them. You made a knife that worked so well. I'm like, wait a second. I said, we're thinking, we're talking to each other, like, you think this might be something that will work for more people than just you? Maybe we can develop something here and actually start selling some knives. And, you know, next thing you know, we're doing this three-year plus. It was more like 4 or 5 year research and testing with schools. We called on the Art Institute and Johnson & Wales, and we sent some knives out to different locations, and students were testing them and giving us feedback. We made this whole question and answer form so we could see if it was really legit. And man, it was the feedback, 90% of the people that filled out the form and used the knife wanted them. And we're like, wow, maybe it's something we should start. Maybe we should do a business.
You're onto something.
It was a fledgling idea. Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, I don't
the one
think
knife.
That, well, the one, I mean, right, but it gave you the whole concept of the whole concept there off the one knife. But I think it's interesting because as a chef, you know, listen, I was I first started noticing that my hand would hurt when I was an intern at the Jefferson Hotel in Richmond, Virginia, 5-star, 5-diamond, AAA mobile rated hotel. And it was so much knife work. I was in culinary school. I'd had my regular, you know, French knife or whatever. And I noticed after, you know, working a 12-hour shift, I mean, literally my hand would hurt. And I just kind of thought that was what happened. That's the way business went. You know, I wasn't a young buck. I was in my mid-20s doing this stuff. And, you know, I just thought that's kind of what it was. That was par for the course. Like, you know, if you stand on your feet all day or you work construction, your hands hurt. Or if you're, you know, whatever it is, every job has something, you know, when you work physically like that, it's going to hurt. And I always thought that's kind of just what it was. Until I started using the knife. And I'm not trying to do like an infomercial here for the knife, but it's the God's honest truth, man. Like, the knife work I did, I feel fine. And it's because it's such a smooth, easy motion. And I swear by it now.
I love hearing that stuff because when really something really does work, we're so passionate about doing this. I mean, we have blood, sweat, tears, and mounds of money into this thing and just to get it started. And when there's, you know, when you, Chef Plum, can come back and say, you know, guys, and you tout us, I think, too much. But I'm glad that in all sincerity, you love the product and it really works for you. And when it works for someone, you know, that gives us, you know, a great feeling of like, wow, you know, this is not just, you know, it's not just us again, but it reaffirms the fact that we did the testing and the stuff that it does work and it does help people. And it's not like you needed the ailment or the issue to use the product, but if you want to have a healthier hand, wrist, and forearm, and health is so important today, you know, the way you eat, the way you prep your meals, the way you make it easy, make it more enjoyable, make it fun, and I think that can deliver that, you know, a little bit more to those people that may have issues and or problems using less ergonomic knives.
Well, you know, it's the truth, and I know, like you guys, I always sing the praises, but it's the truth, man, and it is because I have found myself now. If I use another knife, I can go much faster with my Ergo Chef knife. I just can, and I love it, and that's why I use it the way I do, and I sing the praises of it. I mean, look, I'm just some schlep who's done a couple things here and there, who hosts a radio show and has. Oh wait, I guess I have to say I have a TV show now too. But you know, which thank you guys for being a part of that. It's very, very awesome of you.
It's awesome! Really, I can't wait. Yeah.
Oh, dude, but it's one of those things where. it's not so much a problem I knew I had, but now that I know that I have these, I have the knife, I actually can move faster with it, because it's not so much that I'm just fast with the knife. It's more about the angle, how it becomes, the motion of my hand is just so fluid now. And that's the truth. I don't know how else to describe it. It's a weird thing to describe. And don't worry, I'm going to stop kissing your butt in a minute, but I'm doing it because I love the knife so much. And that's the God's honest truth.
But maybe we'll have you in the commercial we're going to shoot in a couple weeks with Comcast. Renato is going to be shooting that, and Alicia.
Good
they're
going to
come in.
Great
they're
people.
Actually, yeah. So maybe we'll have you in the showroom, where we want to, bring in some local chefs anyway at some point in the new showroom that we're in, and do some demonstrations, but then film that. And I think, coming from someone who was on the outside that's found the knife, started using it and really benefited from it. I mean, I don't know how we can put all that in the whole story in a 15-second commercial, but, quick chop. We can have you go at lightning speed, chopping that carrot.
You should see some of the infomercials I've done, and I can do a lot. You'd be surprised. It's funny because those two people right there that you're talking about, Renato and Alicia, had never heard of your knives until I gave them one. I gave Alicia her first Ergo Chef knife at a Taste of Danbury event, and she loved it.
Wow. And Alicia lived right up the street from us growing up, right?
No,
she
really?
Lived right That's up crazy. The street. My sister was friends, was good friends with her growing up in grade school, grammar school, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's
a small world.
Small world. Scott, so I want to ask you, man, so did you think that, it's funny because you went to school to be a chef, you worked as a chef, you're a trained chef, and now you're making knives. Like, it kind of all goes hand in hand, but I was talking a lot about the American dream in the intro to the show tonight, and how sometimes what you think is a dream doesn't end up being what you're doing, leads you down the path to what exactly you thought you wanted to do, but you end up doing something pretty amazing, which is kind of what happened to me. Is that kind of your story too, you think, man? Is that kind of where you came from?
Yeah, well, since I was maybe 13 years old, I always wanted to be a chef. Somehow I knew it then. And, through high school, you take the food service classes and then get to college and go to culinary school and, set your dreams and keep going at them. And then all of a sudden there's something else that comes along and you're like, kind of, wow, what do I do?
Yeah, yeah.
You come to a point where, but my real dream is being a chef. I wanted to do that for ever since I can remember. But then on the other hand, I have this idea, this knife product that I, came up with, and the people like it. And, I was getting a lot of, feedback from our father that said, you guys need, a product is the way to go, a product. And then I would say, well, Dad, well, what about my education? I mean, we just spent thousands of dollars on, going to culinary school. And he says, do it now, do it, get a product, do it, get your product, get it patented, and, go for it. So it was kind of like a big, a complete switch for me from going to work, being in the kitchen to, okay, today we're going to learn how to make knives, it's a complete, it's a completely different thing. Yeah. So, I mean, it was starting all over again, really. Yeah. We started Ergo Chef in 2002, where we actually formed the company. At that age, I was already starting that business when I already wanted to have my own restaurant, so
right.
It was a complete different thing. But
well, you made the right choice.
It's been cool. It's been challenging. We've had a tremendous opportunity. We've met a lot of cool people like you and others, and things, you never know. And starting anything, you got to get out there. You got to go, and you got to keep, it's like beating the street constantly.
Yeah.
And you never know what's going to happen. You don't know who you're going to meet. So that's how we did it. And, we continue to do those things and to try to come up with new products that are, cool have a little bit more of a benefit to them, a little more functionality. And it's nice. I wish I had more time to keep coming up with new products, more products. But we're getting there. We have a lot more than just the one knife and two diamond sharpeners that we started with in 2002. But we have a lot of other things on the drawing board that we want to get out and get to the market. And it all happens in time. Yeah.
Well, so one of the products I want to ask you guys about that I think is it's also become kind of I carry it in my car when I do. I mean, when I'm doing catering work, is the little blender. I forget what we call it. It's a blender, right? The little
My Juicer.
I want to tell you one thing. You call it the My Juicer. Let me tell you what I did with that last weekend. I was out in Matunic, out by the Hamptons in wine country in Long Island, doing a party for 14 women. We were going to do some little fried cheese to go on a salad. And I forgot to buy flour. Oops. I didn't have any flour. You know, if you're going to bread something, you got to have your flour, your egg wash, and your breadcrumbs. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I had my juicer in the car, and I sent my sous chef out. He grabbed it. He came in. I put breadcrumbs in it. Guys, I ground these breadcrumbs as fine as flour in the My Juicer product, and I use it for bread. And I could tell you stories like that all day long for how I've used this thing. This thing is amazing. It's one of my favorite things that you guys have ever made. Where does the idea for something like that come from?
Oh, well, we, through our, travels and through people that we've met, we've had this opportunity to start getting into electric appliances. And we were thinking like something healthy, something, you know, that's, you know, the juicers are always good. Hey, we all know Vitamix, right? I mean,
right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I got one in my house. I mean, I won one. That's why I have it. But they're great. It's a great machine. And, you know, but it's big. And we were thinking something more personal, something where, you know, blend and go kind of a thing or what have you. And then the idea just came up and it's been one of our best new selling items last year. This is a great, great little item. I started using it and testing it out when I had high blood pressure, and I started doing like a high potassium type of a drink, like with spinach, bananas, apples, blueberries, carrot juice, carrots, all that kind of stuff. And I was doing that and drinking that for a while, and I go back, and you know, it's helped my blood pressure. I don't need to be on the on any medication, so I'm, you know, like, wow, it works. Good, let's sell them. You know, and something I can get behind. And
but that's the thing about that particular. I mean, I you guys, Mike, you told me about it when I was in the warehouse with you one day. Like, oh, we got this juicer thing. Wait, you see, it's fantastic. I'm like, oh, what am I gonna do with that? And I saw it and I bought it, and it comes with me everywhere I go. And you'd be surprised how many uses you have for something like this, because this thing runs like a Vitamix, but it's smaller. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you could throw ice in it and it just turns it to nothing. It's crazy.
I love the new grinder attachment, right? That it has.
Yeah, see, Scott, he's got the first one. The chef, you bought that last year, I think, right? So we have my juicer 2 now, which my juicer may sound like a little misnomer, but it doesn't actually juice. It doesn't extract the pulp and everything. It keeps all the elements and all your vitamins from everything together. It keeps, you know, you put skin in there, it pulverizes it and keeps it in there, so you're drinking more of the nutrients, but it doesn't actually extract. So, you know, I don't want to mislead anyone that's hearing this. But it's a fantastic thing. It's more of a smoothie maker and personal blender for someone who's really into exercise, wants to stay healthy, or just, hey, you want to have a party and mix some drinks, you can do it right in there. So you can buy
a private
chef bottle
and
everyone can have their own.
It's great. And you guys have, I mean, I'm telling you, and listen, that's it's awesome. And I use it, I carry it with me. It's in the car all the time because you never know when you need it, especially doing what I do. So highly recommend that one too. That's a fantastic item. You were talking a little bit about some of the cool people you guys have met, Scott, and you definitely have met some amazing people along the way. You know, I mean, you guys have worked with Guy Fieri. You guys are working currently with Michael Simon, Myron Mixon. I mean, you definitely kind of run the gamut of some really, really cool chefs. How did all that start? I mean, because honestly, you know, you go to these guys, you show them the knives. I'm sure these guys get pitched by knives all the time. How do you show them this and say, we're different?
I think a lot of it's timing. You know, like, for example, when we met Guy, we were at a, Atlantic City food and wine show, something like that, down there in Atlantic City, and Guy was going to be there, and we have our booth there, and Guy's walking down the aisle, and I think it was with one of the show promoters there that ran that show, and we waved at him, and the show promoter brought him over, because he was like, what is this, knives, you know, he was, we got some nice guy, yeah, check it out, and I handed him, you know, the Nathan chef knife, and he's like, wow, thing is funky, I love it, and he starts cutting, and he stops, and he looks at it again, and he's like cutting, and he's like, wow, that is really freaking cool, and so they're like, great, you know, and his manager at the time was there, and I said, I'd like to give Guy, you know, like a knife bag, you know, a roll bag that has some of our knives in it, just for him to test out and try out, and just want to get some feedback from him. I mean, he just tried it for a couple of minutes here, but, you know, something to give, he can take home and let him play with it and give us a jingle and give us some solid feedback on what he really thinks. And so that's how it all really started with Guy. And then he calls us up and he says, yeah, I sliced my finger, you know,
of course.
And we, you know, so.
Yeah, well, he called up and thanked us for it. That's what, we got a message one day. We came into work and we're like, Hey guys, this guy Fieri, I just want to thank you a lot for these awesome knives. I took one out of the bag and I'm starting to cut with it, and I sliced my fingers. These things are sharp. They're beautiful knives. I love them. Thanks a lot, and I'm sure we'll cross paths and talk in the future. And that was like '97, I think, right, Scott? 1997.
What?
I mean, I'm sorry, 2007. What am I saying? 2007.
Wow.
07. So 07, 08, 09, 2 years later, we saw him every year since that year at different shows, and then just stayed connected, and he's like, yeah, I want to make some knives, and next thing you know, we're making knives with Guy Fieri. So it was
now, Mike, pretty cool. Mike, do you find that when you use a guy like that, when you use a Guy Fieri or a big-name chef like Michael Simon, can you show that, like, the reflection of that in your sales? Does it make a difference? It might sound like a dumb question.
I think, you know, when you partner with someone like that, and you really, it's a partnership. It's not, you know, it's never one-sided. We're in it together, and if we both succeed, we can both do well with it. If we don't, then, you know, we both kind of, you know, it's not good for either of us. But it can help. With Guy, he really kind of, you know, his mouthpiece for product, if he loves something, is second to none. So I mean, people hear that, and he was so passionate about the knives that we designed with him and for him, it really helped. I mean, those things skyrocketed. You had a lot of different platforms though to sell via online, and then the stores actually didn't pick up as much of his knives as we thought they would. It was all the small gourmet shops. The big chains stayed away from him. I don't know why. Maybe it was in the beginning of his stardom, you know, but he was a star, and he still is. So we actually, cooking.com was hot then, and the foodnetwork.com was really hot then, and there was another one, Chef's Catalog, that was really pretty big, and those three mediums actually moved more knives than we could ever, you know, kind of imagine through online sales without someone actually physically touching the knives. I mean,
if you remember too, when we were in the early talks with Guy, and this goes for anybody for that matter, if we want to need and start doing some work with them, right out of the gate, we let them know we're not making garbage. We're not making cheap. And so, you know, the components that we use for the knives are really, they're in the top, like, you know, three, two, depending on what line or series that we have that we're talking about. But
right.
The steels we use and the handle materials we use, they're really, really, you know, like, they're made for cutlery. And I mean, there's other stuff out there, but I think some of the things that the retailers shied away from with Guy's stuff is because it wasn't that typical, you know, we broke the mold, I think. It wasn't that typical, okay, you can buy that whole set for $49. It comes with, you know, this, that, and the shoe shine kit and all that. No,
right.
You're buying one knife and it's $75 because it's,
right.
It's made. It's a workhorse, you know, and they're like, well, you know, for a celebrity chef line, no, this is what we do. We do quality stuff and that's it, you know, and, you know, it's almost to that point where you get sold out, where, like, you're just going to make for anybody and everybody, and then you sacrifice quality. No, we always started Ergo Chef with the quality, and, you know, we always shot high right out of the gate, so we're not going to ever lower that, you know, for
anybody. Yeah, who said that?
Anybody.
I mean, that was Dad, right? Our father was the one that said, you know, guys, you want to make a product that's going to last and you're going to build a company. You don't make a cheap product. You make a real quality product. And that's what his machine shop is, all quality. It's the best, highest quality tooling you could get for welding ultrasonic plastics together for, you know, for a slew of companies that buy the tooling. But, I mean, we always did real high quality stuff. It was almost like the Cadillac of a tool. And my grandfather instilled that in, I think, in my father and in us too, because my grandfather made Cadillac switches. He had switches on the space shuttle. He had switches on in helicopters and planes. They had to drop 200 feet in the air and not switch or trip themselves. You know, they had to stay in the position they were in after a 200-foot fall from a helicopter on the cement. So he made quality product, and I think that's what started us with the Pro Series line, you know. And then we went to, actually, from there we made Guy's line, the Knuckle Sandwich Series, which is a solid line, German steel, and the components. That handle was a bit of a nightmare, but we figured that out because that had a lot of steel inside that handle. And what did we do after that? After Guy's, Scott, then we go to. We actually partnered. We did a few different knife lines for Guy, and then we met Big Green Egg through actually Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue.
Right.
He connected us with Big Green Egg. He's an awesome barbecue chef, and we were fortunate enough there too to be able to supply them with a two piece limited series set from Ergo Chef with a green handle. It was a Pro Series chef knife and a paring knife together, and. Yeah, it's been a ride, man. I mean, it's been exciting with people you meet along the way. You know, even with Mike, Guy, we met Michael Simon. You know, we met him probably 3 years before we reconnected with Simon to do a line for him in the Fabulous Food Show in Cleveland.
Hey, you guys were just there
hanging out.
With him. You guys were just hanging with him.
Yeah,
this,
we were hanging out
last week, right?
Oh, yeah, last week, too, yeah. We were hanging out with Guy having a beer in his trailer. Simon came in, and he says, hey, you got to meet these guys, Mike and Scott from Ergo Chef. So we said hello and talked to him. He said, yeah, you need some knives. You got to talk to these guys. These guys are great. So we gave a couple knives to Simon at that time, right? And then Simon, Michael was using them, and his wife was using them and loved them. And he said, yeah, I think it's time. Let's sit down and see what we can do. So hence the Simon Cutlery line.
Yeah. And the Michael Simon line is a new line that's out right now. And they're really beautiful knives. You guys you gave me a utility knife for my wife to cut tomatoes with because she was bitching at me about the knives that I have, that they're too big. And this knife is it's fantastic for it. But when it comes to these knives and getting the word out there, you guys, you aren't alone in doing this. You have another guy who's with you, and He's been around the block a little bit with you guys. He was Scott's roommate in culinary school. Chef Randy, also from Ergo Chef, who is traveling the country, going to all the Costco's and doing his thing. He's on the phone with us right now. Chef, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Chef?
I'm good, man. Nice to meet you. We've never met in person, but it's awesome to talk to you on the phone, brother. I am obviously I've been sitting here, unfortunately, kissing Mike and Scott's butt the entire time because I love the knives so much. But you're out there.
Hi,
you know,
Randy.
Hustling and doing the thing.
Oh yeah, I'm out there as much as I can.
And so, what turned you on to these knives to begin with? Obviously, your buddy Scott, like, you guys got to be friends. Like, you got to tell him, oh, I like your project. Oh, nice job. Then he shows you one. You're like, wow, this is actually a great knife. Like, what made you decide that these are great knives?
The thing that made me decide that it's a great knife, back when Scott first designed the first prototype, I was one of the first chefs that he sent it to. I still have my prototype. I use it every chance that I get. It's my go-to knife. It's that in my roll bag pretty much all the time.
I'm doing the same thing. The first knife I got, I'm still using these things all the time. So when you're doing these shows, your Ergo Chef Road Show, man, what do you do there? You're obviously demonstrating. You're trying to get people's attention to it. But what do you do to actually, like, are you cutting things? Are you actually just letting people cut things? What's the story?
I'm cutting fruits, vegetables. I'm letting other people cut whatever they want. I want to get the knife in somebody's hands. Sometimes when you're in the, like a Costco, it's not easy to get somebody to just come over. So sometimes, yeah, just sitting there cutting is one thing. Striking up a nice conversation, just getting them to get that knife in their hand, that makes the biggest difference. Once they feel the difference, that's what sells them.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of the key. It's kind of what happened to me is just actually seeing the knife, feeling the knife in my hand made all the difference in the world with it. Randy, where are you going to be at? What's the next plan for after the holidays here? Where are you going to be traveling to?
After the holidays, I think it's the second week of December, I'm going to be down in Wheaton, Maryland. The week after that, 10 days prior to Christmas, I'm going to be in Staten Island, New York.
Wow. Scott, Mike, what'd you guys do? Make this guy a gypsy? Like, he's just traveling the country. What's the story about that? That's crazy talk.
He's an animal. Yeah, he's a great asset, I got to tell you. Yeah, Randy just... keeps rolling, man. If we need him up at the warehouse, he comes up sometimes, and we do the shows in Cleveland. He's always with us at those shows, and he's the front
man. Cleveland's
great
this year.
Yeah.
Randy, we appreciate you. He makes a really good cello.
We didn't even talk about that. Yeah, Randy is the king of cello. Actually, he is the cello master.
Is it?
You're thinking limoncello, aren't you?
I think outside the box.
No lemon. No, he doesn't even make lemon.
No lemon.
He's making moonshine.
I got to tell you about the one that when we were in Cleveland, and I think it was
Saturday
night.
Was
Randy,
a little too much.
Was it Saturday night?
Dude,
it was right.
That was Saturday night. It was a pineapple habanero.
Long day,
nice.
And it's like I didn't even get a like a sip of anything, like a beer or something mild, and. He's like, here's pineapple habanero.
Oh,
and
man,
actually, first he says, here's pineapple cello. And I'm looking at
you
it. And I'm like, I don't know, man. And I took a little sip, and that was it. I mean, it was.
Oh.
You got to convert that into some barbecue
that
sauce or something.
That was called pineapple death sauce, is what that was. It was like death sauce. It was a triple habanero. Triple habanero. It was like stretches. Stretches death
in.
Sauce, you know.
I'm in.
Oh,
I give it to
you. Would love it. You would love it, Paul.
I'm in. I love it. I'm in. Randy, listen, man. I look forward to hanging with you at some point, man. Thank you for your time tonight. There you
go.
Not
a problem. I'll be up there in about a week. Come on over.
100%. That will happen. I promise you, brother. Thank you for all your hard work. We appreciate it. And thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Randy.
Have a great night, brother.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Bye.
See you.
All right, it's funny because you got a guy like that who is traveling the country for you, who just completely believes in what you're doing, and you can hear from the way he talks and the way he deals with people. Man, that's pretty amazing that you got a guy like that who's going to go across the country and show demos and apparently also make you alcohol because that's what's important.
Well, He's passionate.
Randy's been a part of Ergo Chef for a long time, and he does those road shows, and Mike and I did them early on, and we were gone for like, we do back to back shows, right? I mean, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, at least like in the Northeast.
Northeast. Yeah, but wow, I mean, you work like, I don't know, it was like 3 months straight at times, you know, because once we got done doing that gig at Costco from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then it's back to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then back to another Costco Thursday, Friday, you know, nonstop. But that's what you got to do, you know, you got to get that out, get it out there and get it in front of people. And Randy's been doing it for a long time. And, you know, we're really thankful that he's part of our team. He's a natural at doing that. So,
you know, he's really good at barbecue.
Is he?
Yeah.
Barbecue good master too. Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. Scott, he was your roommate in college, right?
Yeah, that's right. This was my second year I ended up meeting him. I couldn't take my roommate at the time or something. I don't know. They just I don't know. Too much going on
Let's take one more quick call before we get on to the story of the week. I want to get you guys to comment on, because the story of the week is something that's absolutely hysterical. Let's take one more call.
Cool.
Area code 661. You got Chef Plum and my man Mike and Scott from Ergo Chef's Knives. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Six, six, one. Is that you? I got you right here.
Yes, this is Mark. I'm calling from California.
Mark, what's up? How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, brother. What can we do for you?
Well, I've known Mike and Scott. We grew up together. And I remember when they started Ergo Chef, and I thought, knives, like, isn't that kind of a saturated industry? I mean, you've got the thing that cuts through the tin can and all this other stuff. And they're like, no, it's totally different. And they made me a believer. And I mean, I'm not a chef, but I put their product in some hands of friends of mine out here that are chefs, and they have their spice shops. And everyone just raves about it because it is a unique product and it does work well. And like my friend Brian Van Doren, who owns Van Doren Gourmets, first thing he said, he called me like, dude, I cut myself on the thing. It's like surgically sharp. So it's,
yeah, I've heard those stories.
They're great products. Oh yeah, it's a common story. So great stuff. They're great guys, and they really care.
Fantastic knives, fantastic product, that's for sure. Mike, right from California. Listen, so when's the first time you touched an Ergo Chef knife? Because I know you obviously, clearly, you're not a chef, obviously. What was the first time you touched a knife?
Go ahead, Mike. I mean, I had never cut anything before. I mean, for me, they sent me a knife, and it's funny because that's where I learned to chop on. I learned to chop on an Ergo Chef knife. And then when I went to my cousin's house, I tried doing it I couldn't do it with a straight knife. I couldn't do it. So, you know, I'm blessed that way that I got to learn on the Ergo Chef, and now I can never go back.
Well, I think that's an amazing, amazing, absolutely crazy story to hear. I mean, obviously, like, these knives, like, they shouldn't be sold in any kind of grocery stores, or definitely shouldn't be used for any kind of games or things like that. Right, Mike?
Oh yeah, no games. These are serious knives, serious utensils.
serious no utensils. Games. That's for sure. Well, we appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Serious stuff.
Thank you, guys. Keep rocking on.
Thanks,
always
Mark.
Rocking on.
Thank you.
There's Mark. Mark,
right,
that's right.
Guys,
that's Mark from California.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
Mark. Yeah.
Thank
be good,
great
brother.
Show. Thank you. Great podcast. Bye.
You're the man, dude.
All right, thanks, Mark. Take care, man.
I think I just
testimonial there. Another testimonial. What did you set that up or something? What was that? I mean, Mark.
Mark from California. Mark from California is doing his thing there. How about that? What do you know?
Mark's a great guy, man. I remember Mark. We've been friends for many years since we were kids in grammar school. Yeah, that was Mark. I didn't know he was calling in. That's funny.
Wow,
I didn't know Mark I could talk while you were talking to him, so I didn't say anything. I'm like, wait, is that Mark? It sounds like had a little cold or something. He was a little stuffy, so I didn't recognize his voice right away. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Well, it's amazing to see things like that Mark's done. Mark's done well for himself. And you know, I don't know Mark probably as well as you guys do, but you know, it's nice to see that he's spreading the good word of Ergo Chef. Talk about a bump in the road, trying to figure out how to recover from that, huh?
Oh, man. Well, we can go into this really wacky thing we did. You know, we met Myron Mixon, too. We had the opportunity to do this wild grill tool. Did you have one of those yet, Chef Plum?
I don't have one of those, but it's going to be tough to go. That's a tough bump in the road to go over, but we'll go for it. Go for it.
That is. Well, it's got the back scratcher hook on the end. No, it's not a,
sure.
It's a serious, it's the man, it's the weekend warrior or grill tool or tailgate, you know, must have tool in your whole arsenal. If you're barbecuing or grilling or having a party, you pull this thing out and you can pop open your beer. You can flip the steak or the chicken or pork or ribs or brisket on the grill, and then you can slice it all up with one tool. It's pretty wild. I mean, we had the opportunity to design help design it. We actually just added the bottle opener, but David Shackett from Atlanta, Georgia, was working with Myron Mixon and personally and cooking with him at a few events and as well as cooking against him, and then he designed this tool, and we showed it to Myron, and Myron thought it was just hot stuff. You know, it's cool. It worked well, and he said, let's do something together. Let's work together and putting my name on it and putting it out there. And Myron worked on it a little bit too. And we all, by the time we got done, we had this red handled tool that everyone said, whoa, what is that? That is different. It's almost like, you know, Guy Fieri's knives that were so out there with a flame wave handle and the red and black and the flames actually laser etched on the blade. And it was just like, whoa, that's different. I need to find out about that, or I need one of those. So we're still waiting for that. You know, I everyone needs one of those moment, but we're just getting it out there, you know, and plugging away, and hopefully we'll have, you know, a Bass Pro Shop or a Cabela's or something pick it up soon. But it's a cool tool, man. It works well. Yeah.
One and the same now, because Bass Pro Shop bought Cabela's. So it's going to be one and the same, which is another
what?
Interesting
when
story.
When did this happen?
Oh, yeah. That just happened like a month
ago.
Yeah, that's...
And they
that's
allowed
insane.
It to go through. That's like a monopoly now on all
that's
things
exactly
hunting and fishing and men. You know, wow.
End of bed.
But look, speaking of monopolies, I want to move on to the story of the week really quick. If you guys can give me five more minutes, I know I'm still recovering from Mark from California, so I apologize because Mark is an amazing guy to hear that whole story.
I don't watch much TV, so I don't watch much TV. So if you tell me something in the news that just happened, and I may be like,
go back like a month.
Well, don't worry. I can set the table for you guys. I can set the table for you really easy. So check it out. So there was a movie called, probably the most famous movie by this gentleman, Morgan Spurlock. It's called Super Size Me. And what Morgan did was, in Super Size Me, is he ate McDonald's for 30 days straight, made a documentary out about how it affected his body and how it made him feel. He's since made several other movies, very much so. He's since made several other movies, and they've all done pretty well. But most recently, what he ended up doing was opening up a pop-up chicken restaurant in Ohio for 4 days, a pop-up chicken restaurant, truly touting the farm, you know, kind of this day and age where everyone's so happy about farms and wants all their food to be from a farm and, you know, taking care of the animals and things like that. And it's really interesting because what he did at this place was, you know, everything is green. And he said, because the color green makes you feel healthy and relaxed. large letters on the walls. The color orange he selected because it makes everyone seem cheerful and youthful, way hipper than other restaurants, even going as far as having wooden countertops to make people have that farm feeling. So what I've got here, I'm going to play it for you guys right now so you can hear it too, is actually Morgan Spurlock, the director of these movies, coming out and talking about his restaurant in Ohio, the pop-up one called Holy Chicken. So check us out, guys, and see what you think.
I've eaten so much chicken over the course of this. What do we want it to be like? What do we want it to taste like? What do you want the texture to be? It's like everything. It's like I've eaten so much. And what is everybody else making? Like, what are all the other chicken restaurants doing? So I am in beautiful scenic Columbus, Ohio, for the grand opening of Holy Chicken, our pop-up chicken restaurant. It's going to be here for the public to try and for us to kind of experiment for the next 4 days. Part of what we want to do is kind of close the gap on where chickens come from. So now I know where they come from. They come from my farm in Alabama, where we raised them, where we fed them, where we took them to become the chicken sandwiches that are going to be served here. So the fact that we actually raise these chickens, it is probably the greatest farm-to-table story you could ever have. Yeah. It's different. That's why I like it.
Now, listen, so you hear it. It sounds like this great farm-to-table restaurant. What he's done with this place, obviously everyone who went in there had to sign a waiver form, gentlemen, that basically said it's okay for them to be filmed and whatnot. And they sold a chicken sandwich for $7.50. It sold out the first day by 3 p.m. But what's interesting, though, is that this whole restaurant was putting across this whole farm-to-table feeling just by walking in. But when you sat down at the tables, there was little table tents on every table where the whole story was told, where it wasn't anything farm-to-table. It was basically industrialized chicken, just like KFC. And he was just showing about how marketing is changing the way that we just don't even look at stuff. We don't even look at how things are real using, you know, I'm not going to name any other restaurants, but, you know, people would very few people would actually read it. But when they did, some of them would leave just feeling disgusted. How crazy is that? This is going to be a new movie.
Wow. That's nuts.
I mean, is marketing that, wow, like, are we so obsessed with marketing that we just don't actually pay attention to real life anymore?
You know, I think you get, why do those late night infomercials succeed? You know, when you buy something from those places, you're either half asleep or you're drunk, or you're just like, wow, they're making this look so easy. It's gotta work. Let me buy it. And then even if it's like three payments of $13.33 or whatever you're doing, you know, $39.99
plus shipping and handling.
And yeah, I mean, clearly it is some smoke and mirrors involved, I would think. You know, kind of just the opposite of what we are at Ergo Chef, but that's hilarious. Yeah, you definitely, I mean, and then you read that fine print. I wonder, I'd be interested to see how many people actually read the tent card on the table, because a lot of people probably just ignore it and eat it, eat their food, and they don't care, and then they walk out.
I don't know how many people read our information on our knife when it says don't put in dishwasher.
Well, that's funny. We always, you tell people, yeah, read the instructions inside and sign, you know, do the warranty card and all that for the sets. And at the same time, when we buy something that may have a manual the size of, like, you know, 200 pages or 100-page manual, I just go through the quick setup. And then, like, I leave myself to struggle through the rest of the setup, like, on my phone.
Yeah.
Because you ever get little phone manuals? I mean, how crazy is that? It's like, no, I can figure it out. I'm not the whole manual. Yeah, but then at the same time, you're like, dang, I find myself going back to the manual when I can't figure something out, or I go to, you know, the help on the phone, and everything's got help now, right? So,
Is that why you never pick your desk phone up when I call you? Because you don't know how to use it?
You mean that thing that
I mean? You always say, you know, no, now you got to email me now. You got to email me now. No, email me. No, I don't. Well, not on the phone. Email.
you just walk down the hall and come in my office. I mean, it's that easy, right?
Well,
we can page each other.
So what they did here was, I mean, they even had the entire city, like, behind them, like, to the point where they had the mayor come and do a ribbon cutting and all this other stuff. But when this came out, this is what it is. Like, of course, honestly, the AP couldn't reach the city, you know, their PR for a comment. But one of the things that Morgan said in an interview was, every year, these chains continue to sell us the same tired food that they always have, but now with an improved marketing spin. That's from dispatch.com. And I want to read you guys one more thing about it, then we can move on. I just think it's so interesting about how this happens these days. This is from the AP Newswire. Morgan Spurlock's Holy Chicken in Columbus was announced as a mission-driven, farm-to-table, all-natural chicken, quote-unquote, experience. And you can see when he talks about it, he doesn't say that. He says from his farm, he fed them. He doesn't say anything else. It was praised by the mayor's office and other agencies, and promoters said it sold out food within hours on Saturday. This Week News reports a few diners noticed the restaurant's twist, including table cards explaining that the chickens were raised similar to industrial chickens, and a sign suggesting a wooden counter would make customers think cute, quote, quote, cute little farms and barns and other healthy stuff. How crazy is that?
Wow. Yeah, you know, marketing's powerful, but wow. Yeah.
It's just insane. Like, that's crazy talk. Like, you're going to take people, like, because that's what the world we live in now. If you make it look like some little happy farm place, you know, we'll all go in there and buy it, and we won't even read the thing. It's right in front of us on the table. It's crazy.
That's just sad, false advertising. And you know what that, I mean, people buy into that, you know, pretty quickly. But when you said, now his farm, you said, was down in Alabama.
Alabama.
Where was his farm?
Yeah.
Alabama.
His farm's
so,
Alabama.
How's it so farm to table and you know, he's going green and more local if he's in Ohio?
Right.
Right off the bat, it's like, wait a second. I mean, why can't you? You want to have a local farm with local ingredients, you know,
right?
You know, driven local, you know, close locally, not across half the country or you know, where, and then put on a plate. I mean, that's farm to table, and you're going to pay for that. We've been, how many farm to table restaurants have we been to, Scott, in Chicago, where, you know, the farms are in the outskirts, but then right downtown in the city at the French Cuisine we went to before. I mean, that was, you know, expensive stuff. I mean, it's not, you can't buy a sandwich for $7 farm to table. I mean, I'd find it hard to believe that the chicken was actually, you know, organic and fed right and kept out of a cage and, you know, free roaming or all that stuff. So, you get fresh produce locally, Chef Plum, and I mean, that's all part of Edible Nutmeg, the new show, right? I mean, just finding these places that are awesome in Connecticut that I had no idea bison was in Connecticut. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
There's
right?
a bison farm
Crazy,
in man. Connecticut. Yeah, I thought that was out in Montana.
Nah, man.
That was farm to fresh, Montana to Connecticut. No.
That's right. You know, I had Whole Foods once tell me that their local fish came from Maine. I went, oh, okay, that's great. Nice, thanks. I bet Mark from California would have an opinion on this too.
Oh, absolutely.
Get him back on the phone, though.
Get him on the phone.
I should get him right back on the phone. So, listen, this conversation has been a lot of fun. You guys have been awesome to talk to tonight. I really, truly appreciate it. I want to go ahead and move on to the dessert course and put a bow on this and call it a night. So, I want to play a quick round of what did you learn with each of you gentlemen, if you don't mind. And what it means basically is we're just going to talk about whatever it is that we learned tonight, whether it's in the conversations or in the stupid commentary that happened amidst this fantastic conversation this evening. So if you guys, and this is going to be weird because what did you learn is actually an offshoot from Ergo Chef Knives, The New Shape of Cutlery. Because let me tell you something, this What Did You Learn segment and this very show is trying to make your brain have a brand new shape so you can look at things differently. Make sure you check out ErgoChef.com. And if you're in the market for a new knife, use promo code PLUM15 off. How about that at ErgoChef.com? Gentlemen, I'm going to go first. I'll tell you what I learned tonight. Are you ready? I learned tonight that my good friends at ErgoChef can't go on a road trip without having Chef Randall make them some sort of alcoholic beverage, whether it's out of pineapple or out of nothing, apparently, and you just call it moonshine. That's what I learned.
Oh, well, you know... Yeah, he makes some good stuff. We never ask him to make it though. I don't recall asking him. Scott, have you asked Randy to make any of his mix, his cello?
Do I ask him to make it?
Yeah, have you ever asked him to make it?
It's in his contract.
No,
I had a couple of requests. Like my favorite is apple cinnamon one there or whatever. It tastes like Tastes like an apple pie.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
That's moonshine.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good one. That's good.
That's
stuff.
Moonshine, baby.
But, you know, it's all in good moderation. And he brings 6 bottles, which is plenty. And
I don't know if
it's
that
many.
Shares
them with people around us. No, maybe not. Maybe 3. But he shares it at the shows when we're breaking down, setting up. You know, people around us are setting up, and then they want to try a little bit, and then they're like, "Wow, where do you get this?" And when Randy tells them that he actually made it, we're like, "You got to bottle this. You got to sell this." So he's actually talked with a few liquor companies.
Wow.
And tried getting something off the ground. It never went. I mean, Plum, next time you're over and he's up, and we're jamming, he'll bring some, and you'll be blown away, man. The flavors are spot on, and the smoothness of it with the simple syrup that he mixes, it really works well. I mean, the flavor is really good. It's a really great after dinner drink, so I think it would serve well at a lot of restaurants. But
that sounds
that's
awesome.
Good stuff.
That sounds great. But, so, Mike, did you learn anything tonight?
I don't know
Did
I learn anything tonight? I think I learned about bison being in Connecticut, and that was an earlier segment. But from what you said, outside of what else?
I'm sorry, maybe Scott learned something tonight. Scott, did you learn something tonight?
Yeah,
I learned that, you know, buying my brother a new phone with a catalog type instruction manual is not worth the money.
Oh, wait a second.
No,
I'm not using that phone right now.
I'm just kidding.
Wait,
I had to throw
you know
that
what I
at
learned?
You. That's brotherly love. That's what that is.
You know, I
did not know about this guy with his movie and the chicken and the nice wooden countertop to sell that. I didn't know anything about that. And I was like, you know, you think about it today and you almost think to yourself like, yeah, go figure, yep, that's the way it is today almost, you know.
And, we capitalize on anything, right?
Yeah, it's almost like these fast food places or what have you, and they make it look, they jazz it up to hide whatever they're trying to pump down your throat. But,
yep.
I have no idea about that. Yeah.
No, I was in the dark on that one too. It's crazy. But, you know, another thing I was just thinking, I've learned tonight that 3-way calls are sometimes difficult. And then you get the fourth person in there and you're like stepping over each other. You're tripping over. You're like, oh, can I get in? Can I get? So I haven't been on a 3-way call in a long time. And this is
Mike, you could be on a 10-way call and you could still like rule the conversation, dude.
No, I was actually, I think I was reserved a little bit, and I think I need, you know, it helps me to be like a little, just settle down, just listen, and I love being, you know, talkative and explaining things, and you know how passionate we are about our product.
I think
stuff. It's
gone well. I think it's gone really well. I'll tell you what, it's one of the things I hate the most is having to do conference calls, because I never know when it's my turn to talk. I hate conference calls.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I think we've done well tonight. With it, that's for sure. Listen, I'm going to tell you one more thing I learned, and I'm going to get you guys out of here because I know it's been a late night, and you guys have to get up early tomorrow morning and go make some more amazing knives. I learned tonight that there's a gentleman named Mark in California who is a giant Ergo Chef fan, but is by no means and could not possibly ever be a chef. I that's what I learned tonight. I learned that. That's an amazing thing.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, Mark is an awesome, awesome guy. You know what he's awesome at, actually? Mark. He's one of the he's an amazing effects artist in the foam running industry in Hollywood. So if you need anything, and I'm serious, I mean anything in Hollywood, foam running, monsters, creatures, ears, lips, nose, eyes, he does it. He can do it all.
He's a talented guy.
Yeah. And the other thing that him and his wife started doing all that, I mean, he works crazy hours. He's in Hollywood, and you know how those hours are. But he has an amazing product that his wife and his daughter have kind of pushed them to start and do, and he got into it. and it's called Enchantales. It's the slumber bags that are mermaid slumber bags, and they are the highest quality. And so yes, no, while Mark is not a chef, Mark is an amazing effects guy, and he knows how to please his daughters. So he takes care of his family, and he's designed this. He stepped into another realm, and no pun intended, but Enchantales has realms.
Apparently, I also
how do I know he has daughters?
No, tonight I learned that at 11:20 at night, that's when Mike Stein loses his mind and just starts saying things that are crazy talk.
Oh, actually, you know what? It is past my bedtime, so I'll just start babbling now, or my brain is off.
Listen. He's turning his brain off and getting out of here. Scotty's passing out, too, and passing the torch. I want you guys to check out ErgoChef.com. Mike and Scott, you guys are awesome. Tell them where to find you on social media, you guys.
You are too. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, you name it, ErgoChef.com. And call us. Come on into our new showroom. If you're local, we'd love to see you, man. We want to meet everybody in the area. So it's fun. It's a good time.
There it is. There it is. And I'm looking forward. Scotty, I'm going to miss you tomorrow. I guess you can't make the premiere party. But, Mike, you're going to be there, right?
I will be there. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow night. Excited about that. Yeah. That's going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really excited about it.
Unfortunately, I can't make it. And I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm going to hold it against you. I won't be your friend anymore. but no, dude, I understand.
Be another
totally
time.
There absolutely will be. There will be, I promise you. Gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for your time this evening. It's been a pleasure, absolute pleasure talking to you guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Take care. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you guys very, very much. Have a great night, and I look forward to jamming in the future, because, listen, if we don't keep playing rock and roll, I don't know who's going to anymore.
Well, good.
Too, that's
this
right,
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
I got to work. I got to work, dude. I'm working in, like, Colchester or some crazy place. I don't remember.
Are you really? Oh.
Yeah.
There'll be another Saturday. There'll be others. Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Yep.
You guys are awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for teaching me about local knives. And thank you for taking this crazy company on a national scale, because you guys are killing it. And I'm proud of you, and I'm proud to use your knives. And I will sing the praises wherever I am. I promise you.
Thanks, much appreciated.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
All
take
right,
care, Jeff.
Have a great night. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out ErgoChefKnives.com. That's my guys, Mike and Scott. They are fantastic. Make sure you also check them out online and everywhere else. We got 7 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. How about that chicken story? That was absolutely insane. Are you kidding me? He's selling chicken as something it's really not. Well, I guess he's not really selling it as what it's not, because he doesn't say that's what it is. If you listen to him actually talk about it, that's not what it was. How about that? If you guys can't figure out who Mark from California is, I highly encourage you to watch Food Network a little bit more, because you might recognize the voice. I'm not going to say, because clearly Mark from California doesn't want every guy in the world to know what he does. But that was Mark from California. Big, big shout out to my guys, Mike and Scott from Ergo Chef. These guys are killing it. Fantastic, fantastic product, and even better people. Love these guys. Make sure you check them out. They are doing great things. Listen, tomorrow night, if you are around, please send me a Facebook message, an Instagram, whatever you got, and let me know what's going on. We could get you into the premiere party tomorrow night. We'd love to have you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, remember, there are still good people in this world. And don't forget, as I get ready to do the outro for the show, ladies and gentlemen, food is one of the most important things that we have in this planet. Everything important in life revolves around food. Please, let's make sure we give the time that it deserves. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much for everything. Peace!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.